Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Your old friend Frank Crummett with his Broadway band is again your genial host on this transcribed program. And tonight, his special guests are Vaudeville's famous team of nonsense and more nonsense, Kirby and Duval, whom you're more than likely to see in one of those gay spots down around Times Square or up along the avenue. And now, here's Frank Crummett himself in person to greet you.
Thank you so very much, Monsieur Gallup, and good evening, everybody. And with that sterling array of talent which Mr. Gallup has described for tonight's proceedings, how can we go wrong? And so, without further ado, and with this brief but I trust adequate introduction, we take the cork out of the bottle, musically speaking, of course, and the boys go to town with something really special. It's a number from the Singing Marine that's riding the crest of the waves in our Broadway nightclubs, The Song of the Marine. That was very tasty, boys. The Marines have now landed, and, of course, the situation is well in hand. But now here are the Norsemen, Manhattan's meritorious men of harmony, with a little ditty that they're still singing from 42nd Street way up to Central Park, Blue Hawaii.
Night and you and Blue Hawaii.
Sweetly sung, men, and by special permission of the copyright owners, I present to you now a gentleman and a scholar, Mr. Frank Gallup, a man of chosen words who will choose a few special words to tell you why we're all here, earning money, I hope.
All of you folks who take an auto trip now and then, here's an incident which might happen on any highway.
What's the matter, Bill? Don't you feel good?
No, I've got a headache.
You want me to drive?
Nope. This is my hour to drive, and I'll do it if it kills me.
Well, I tell you, Bill, if you won't let me drive, at least stop at a drugstore in the next town, and I'll buy you a glass of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, all right, George, you can do that.
Now, here are George and Bill 1 hour later.
Time's up, Bill. You've driven your hour, now it's my turn.
What, so soon? Why, I feel good enough for 5 more hours.
That Alka-Seltzer certainly helped, didn't it?
It sure did. Boy, there's nothing like it.
And once again, Alka-Seltzer turned misery into pleasure. So remember Alka-Seltzer if a headache, an upset stomach, acid indigestion, or some other similar common ailment should threaten to rob you of the pleasures of that auto trip. All druggists have Alka-Seltzer in 30 and 60 cent size packages, slightly higher in Canada, and serve it by the glass at their soda fountains.
Nice work there, Senor Gallup. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I need but a very few words to introduce Kirby and Duval, whom you've seen on Broadway stages. And if you've never visited down Manhattan way, well, you've probably seen them anyway, for they've been one of Vaudeville's headline comedy acts for years. May I present Kirby and Duval.
Thank you, Frank. And how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? How do you do, Miss Duval?
How do you do, Mr. Kirby? Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a long time.
I've been out to Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yes, ma'am. California.
Did you make any moving pictures while you were there?
Well, I made a test for Captain Blood.
Oh, you did? Well, what happened?
They said I needed a transfusion. But I was really quite successful in Hollywood.
Oh, you were?
Yes. When I left there, there were three companies after me.
What companies?
Gas, electric, and finance.
They really were after you, weren't they?
Yes, ma'am. The charge of the light brigade.
But seriously, how did you get into pictures?
Very slow. I had a little trouble in my last picture, too.
Is that so?
Yes, the script girl was always playing jokes on me.
Oh.
You see, she hands you the script each day and tells you what you did the day before, and every morning she'd hand me the wrong script.
Oh, just teasing?
Yeah, script teasing.
Say, tell me, what do they do at those famous Hollywood parties?
Oh, they're just like ordinary parties. They play games and bring their press agents. They had a game called arithmetic. I liked that.
Arithmetic?
Yes, there was a teacher there, and she asked everyone how much 60 and 30 would be. And like a flash, I said, 107. And I got the prize.
But 107 is not the right answer.
Who cares? I was the closest one to it. You should have heard some of the answers. They were up in the thousands.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a college man. That's how I came so close.
I get it. Oh, you've been to college.
Mm.
Well, what subjects did you take up?
I was on the football team.
Oh, what did you play?
Dead end. I sang in the glee club until they found out what was wrong with it.
Well, I don't see how you could possibly sing that bad.
Well, I certainly can.
Oh.
You want me to prove it?
Well, if you must.
Okay. I'll sing that well-known masterpiece, Old Lady River.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Kirby, but haven't you made a mistake? Isn't that Old Man River?
No, no, Frank. I mean Old Lady River. I'm going to sing about Mississippi.
Oh.
With someone, someone, girl.
Pretty good.
Pretty good? It's the best I can do.
Well, all right.
Here I am busting a lung and she says pretty good.
I'm falling in love with someone, right?
Folks, you're listening to the world's loudest crooner.
Yes, I'm falling in love with someone faithful. See?
Well, I had to push to get that one up there.
I'm sure I could love someone madly. If someone would finally...
The place ain't big enough.
Love me.
Oh, very well done, Kirby and Duval. That was lovely. And now here's another song of mine that was popular on records, I would hate to tell you, how many years ago. It's called My Little Bimbo Down on the Bamboo Isle.
Sailor Bill McCoy was a daring sailor boy. His ship got wrecked a while on a Fiji Isle. He led a savage life and he hunted with a knife. He said, I'll tell you about it, but don't tell my wife. For I've got a bimbo down on the bamboo isle. She's waiting there for me beneath a bamboo tree. Believe me, she's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances gaily, daily. She'd be a hit with Barnum Bailey. I'll build a bungalow on the bamboo isle. Cause when I go again, I'll stay a while. Now I've seen wrecks, plenty of wrecks out on the stormy sea. But by heck, there never was a wreck like a wreck she made of me. For all she wore was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on the bamboo isle.
Yes, sir.
I've got a bimbo down on the bamboo isle. She's waiting there for me beneath the bamboo tree. Believe me, she's got the other bimbos beat a mile. She dances gaily, daily. Why, she'd be a hit with Barnum Bailey. I'll build a bungalow on the bamboo isle. Cause when I go again, I'll stay a while. Now I've seen wrecks, plenty of wrecks out on the stormy sea. But by heck, there never was a wreck like the wreck she made of me. For all she wore was a great big Zulu smile. My little bimbo down on the bamboo isle. And next, my boys and the four Norsemen are going to dash at you, really. A little number that they really shine forth on. In fact, I'm really proud of the way they do this number because they usually all come out together at the end. All right, boys, shine forth.
Toodaloo, till tomorrow, sweet dreams to you.
99, sleep time.
Toodaloo, here's a kiss for you. Toodaloo, soon in dreamland I'll be with you.
Once again, till then.
Toodaloo, here's a kiss for you.
Before you go, let me take the time to say I love you so.
And it was a lovely day. Toodaloo, soon the Sandman will call on you.
99, sleep time.
Very often in these strenuous times, the worry, nervous excitement, and fatigue bring about conditions which result in acid indigestion, headaches, and upset stomach. The hurry and bustle of busy days, the nervous tension of modern living, the off-schedule quick meals of today all tend to cause an excess acid condition. And this is when you need Alka-Seltzer. It is called Alka-Seltzer because it makes a sparkling alkaline solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. So you see, first, it relieves the pain of everyday ailments. Then, by acting to restore your normal alkaline balance, helps to correct the cause when due to an excess acid condition. Why suffer from headaches, acid indigestion, and sour stomach when such a pleasant, effective relief may be purchased at your neighborhood drugstore at only 60 or 30 cents a package? Be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Well, Miss Duval and Mr. Kirby, we all certainly did enjoy having you two with us tonight. You know, it's a long time since we played together. But tell me, boy, where did you get that voice?
Oh, Frank, I've been keeping it a secret.
It came with the body, Frank.
Well, thanks a lot, and I certainly hope you'll be with us again real soon.
Oh, don't worry. The management just signed us up for a return engagement.
Oh, that's swell, and please make it soon. And now, good people, this is Frank Crummett saying au revoir. We hope you will all listen and laugh with us the next time you hear...
Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer.